You can take control of the airwaves toll-free, 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line is Ian here with me.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features there we give away, so enjoy those on us. Those other talk show hosts, they want to charge you for accessing their websites, and we give ours away free. So enjoy at freetalklive.com. Before we continue with your calls, I want to take a moment to welcome our newest listeners in Medford, Oregon. News Talk AM 1440 KMED is on board as of tonight.
Excellent.
They're picking up the second and third hours of our Saturday show starting from here on out. So, again, welcome aboard to everybody out there in Medford. You probably have never heard a show quite like this, though the morning show out there is actually hosted by a libertarian. So some of the ideas are probably going to be familiar. The Bill Meyer show out there probably covers a lot of the same concepts as we do. But this is open phones all the time. Anything goes. It's not politics. It's not anything specifically. It's whatever you want to talk about. You pick up the phone, take control of the airwaves, as we like to say. 1-800-259-9231 is the number if you want to experiment with that. Of course, when it comes to the issues, you'll find that Free Talk Live is pro-liberty every single issue. Every time. We are not Democrats, we are not Republicans, and we have no love for either of those groups.
Likely we will challenge your thinking.
That's the plan, at least. 1-800-259-9231. Let's go right back into the phone calls here. I believe we have Kevin. Yes, Kevin is still there in Minnesota. Kevin, you were telling us something. If you could just go ahead and recap that briefly for our listeners just tuning in. Go ahead.
Well, earlier you guys were discussing about Ron Paul and how he's out of the race, and personally, I think that this is a bunch of spin by the mainstream media to try to ruin the hearts and drive of the Ron Paul supporters, which I give a lot of credit to, even though I'm not one of them. I agree and like what Ron Paul is saying. But anyway, back during the Republican convention, apparently the delegates are bonded and unbonded.
What does that mean?
What I got from it is that bonded delegates that when they do the first round of voting, are bonded to vote for who they said they would, either like John McCain or Insane or whatever his name is.
Right.
And then if on the first round of voting, if he doesn't get the percentage or the numbers of what he needs in order to be the nominee, then they continue with rounds of it. But once they are, if they're bonded, that first round, they have to vote for him if that's what they said they were going to do. And then once that first round is gone by, then they have the right to vote for whoever they want.
Hmm.
So, and I'm sure one of your listeners out there know more of this procedures and stuff, but so it still gives people hope, and I really think Ron Paul is still going to be going to the convention, and I hope he does. But so just to make sure that he's not giving up, and it's not really quite over at this point.
But, so who are you pulling for in this little race?
Well, no matter who wins, the government still is in.
Okay.
So, I really, there's none of them that they're putting in front of us that I think I would vote for. I think this year I might vote for Scooby-Doo.
Ah, wow. So not even Ron Paul or the Libertarian candidate. You would not vote for either of them.
Well, I'm not a Libertarian, although I do agree with the majority of stuff and I have looked into it more so since I've been listening to you guys. I really do like what Ron Paul says. So I think if it came down to it, it would be close to him. But I'm still, you know, Scooby-Doo is still on the top of my list.
Thanks for the call, Kevin. We appreciate it. Let's continue with Mike in Florida, listening on WFTL. Hello, Mike.
I am absolutely intrigued by this station. I just absolutely came across this by random, and I'm captivated.
Is it the station or the show? Because there's two.
Show. I'm sorry. I apologize.
I think the station would probably hate the idea that you thought that this was their opinion.
Yeah, that's true. This show does not reflect the opinion of the station you're listening to, or the advertisers, or its staff. Just Free Talk Live.
Just
and
these
its
two
followers.
Jerks in the studio.
Yep. So what's on your mind?
Well, it's absolutely fantastic. But a couple things that have absolutely alarmed me. I've never been one of these conspiracy theorists or anything like that, but I always have been a student of freedom. And I find myself very alarmed by the actual material things that are transpiring. Why was it 220 some years ago Ben Franklin was smart enough to tell us that safety versus liberty is essential, that we do not take safety over liberty? But yet, in this modern age where we have all the technological advances, we seem to have lost our mind.
Right. I think Ben Franklin said something. Let me take a shot at the quote too, and I'm sure I don't have it right either. But a person that would is willing to trade liberty for safety will get none and get neither and deserves neither.
I think the term he used was security, but yeah. So it's a close paraphrase.
Yeah.
And I feel personally that we've become more of we the sheeple than we the people.
Well, I understand where you're coming from, but I don't feel as though I should be included in we. I try personally to divest myself of collectivist terms like that and try not to speak in those collectivist terms, because I don't think that any of the three people on the phones right now, you or me or Mark here in the studio, none of us would count in that we, because we are not those sheep.
We do
want our liberty. We want our freedom. We desire it. It's just many of the other people that we're surrounded with apparently could give a flip about it.
I'd like your opinion. I'm very interested. I'm very alarmed by that H.R. 1955. It's that bill that's being pushed at the state or federal level that basically makes all of us thought criminals if we disagree with things. I don't know if you've read up on it, but it's very interesting. But my question is, how do you guys feel about the state of California banning homeschooling?
I thought I read somewhere that the decision was misinterpreted, but either way, it's definitely that's the direction things are going in, not just in California, but I think that's the inevitable end game for all government schooling.
I don't see how it was misinterpreted. I read it, and it certainly didn't sound misinterpreted. It basically said that the public schools exist for the purpose of indoctrinating the children, and you know that they won't grow up to be proper citizens if they aren't taught in a sanctioned public school.
Right. Well, you read that was the purposes of the government schools. All I'm saying is I had a news article come across my desk that said that the L.A. Times originally misinterpreted what the California Supreme Court or the Ninth Circuit or whoever it was that heard that they misinterpreted. But it doesn't really matter to me. Either way, let's take the news as it came out. And that is that the California government has told homeschoolers that what you're doing is illegal. And I think that it's outrageous. But I don't think anyone should be surprised, because it's the inevitable end of government schooling. If you put government in charge of educating kids, inevitably it's going to want to have every single little child under its control and under its influence. And so in order to do that, it will have to abolish homeschooling because, whoa, those parents, we can't control them. They haven't jumped through our hoops, and they haven't begged our permission. And so we can't have them telling their kids things about freedom and liberty and why the government is bad and why the government is not something that's beneficial to their lives. So they want to have as many kids under their control as possible. So it's inevitable that not only California is going to go in this way, but every government school system would love to have this same court ruling, and if it holds in California, then it'll hold everywhere else too. So, you know, I would say look for that to spread across the country over time if people don't, you know, rise up against it and absolutely refuse to obey.
And absolutely. And lastly, your opinion on that H.R. 1955, if I hope I'm citing the right bill. But basically, from what I read, and I've read it and read it again, it's arbitrary who can slap a label on you and make you a quote-unquote thought criminal by maybe having membership in either the NRA or the ACLU or anything that just isn't exactly whatever the political powers want you to think. And I've read this bill over and over again, and it seems extremely Orwellian. It just emits 1984. And I'm saying to myself, is this reality? Am I actually experiencing this? This is a novel I read. It's coming to life.
It's amazing how real life seems to mirror fiction in some ways. The bill sounds familiar to me. Is that the one where you can be just picked up for being a material supporter of terrorism, which means that they think that they heard that you said something somewhat similar to?
All you have to do is have a disagreement in a particular opinion, and if you have maybe provided money towards maybe let's say Ron Paul,
yeah,
and the government says,
hang on, I want to bring you back. back for more of this. Hang on. More on the way. Your calls as well. It's Free Talk Live.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Carrying around extra pounds is hard on your body and your emotions. Do you want to take some weight off? Diets are a dime a dozen, and they all work a little bit, but they require people to change their lives and forego the foods they love. I've been introduced by a doctor to a product that can cause you to lose up to 25 pounds in just 9 days without requiring you to permanently change your diet. Go to FTLDiscount.com, read some real testimonials, and find out how to order. FTLDiscount.com. It doesn't matter if you have a little to lose or a whole lot. FTLDiscount.com.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Don't just treat symptoms. Eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625 for BioSolutions.
We at The Bible Says want to alert the world to the topic of the Mark of the Beast. Soon it will be upon us as an overwhelming surprise. The world is pressing toward a forced one-world religion. The real issue behind this is the union of church and state, nullifying our First Amendment. Americans will have to give up their peculiar beliefs and accept what the new world religious leaders prescribe. In 2005, President Bush signed the Real ID Act, which goes into effect May 11, 2008. Many people believe that this will be the mark of the beast because of the restrictive measures included, which seems to parallel the no buying and selling of Revelations 13:17. In Revelations 14:9, speaking of the mark of the beast, it says, "If any man worship the beast, take notice." It says, "Worship the beast." This issue is about worship, not economics. For a better understanding of this very important topic and to receive your three free books and a free DVD, call 1-888-211-1715. That's 1-888-211-1715.
On September 11, 2001, the New World Order hijacked our government and began the process of trying to destroy the United States of America. If we, the American citizens, do not intervene immediately, they will succeed. It is time we stand together now and make our voice heard. At RightToRedress.com, we have the solution. We write congressional letters for you and organize powerful campaigns that will get results and hold Congress responsible to the voters and laws of this country. Get our weekly newsletter and join thousands of other patriotic citizens in a collective demand for a new 9/11 investigation, a stop to the North American Union and the collapse of our economy. For less than 5 cents a day, we will provide you with all the tools you need to use your First Amendment rights in a proven and effective way. We need every concerned U.S. citizen to join us and be heard in Washington now. We can take back our government if we all work together. Join us at www.righttoredress.com. That's righttoredress.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. You can take control of the airwaves this Saturday night. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
The toll-free number is 1-800-259-9231. SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us on our website. FreeTalkLive.com is the place to go. The features there we give away, so enjoy those on us, including the updates. Get signed up. We're keeping you in the loop Whenever there's something fresh to announce about the show, just go to updates.freetalklive.com to get on the list. That's updates.freetalklive.com. And the Free State Project's Porcupine Freedom Festival is better known as Porkfest. Happening June 9th through the 15th at Porkfest, you'll be able to see firsthand why New Hampshire is one of the country's best places to live, as well as learn how Free State Project early movers are already making a difference. Discover new freedoms, new communities, and new beginnings. Register today at porkfest.com. That's PORCFEST.com. We go back to Mike in Florida listening on WFTL. Now, Mike, when we were during the break there, I did pull up H.R. 1955. And, you know, I didn't have it in front of me, so it was hard for me to comment, because you have to understand there have been so many pieces of legislation that have been just tyrannical and frightening and Orwellian and scary. So I wasn't sure exactly which one you were talking about. But this one is the Violent Radicalization and Homegrown Terrorism Prevention Act. That's the name of it. And it ties right in to a lot of the other terrorist, anti-terrorist legislation that the federal government has been passing over the past couple of years. This one in particular, according to Ron Paul at LouRockwell.com, apparently this one's supposed to protect us from so-called violent radicalization, and it indeed singles out the Internet for, quote, facilitating violent radicalization, ideologically based violence, and the homegrown terrorism process. And Ron Paul suggests after that that, you know, this may be the first step toward government regulation of what we're allowed to access on the Internet. He says also here the legislation will set up a new government bureaucracy to monitor and further study the as yet undemonstrated pressing problem of homegrown terrorism and radicalization. It will no doubt prove to be another bureaucracy that artificially inflates problems so as to guarantee its future existence and funding, but it might do so at great further expense to our civil liberties. Ron Paul says, what disturbs me most about this legislation is it leaves the door wide open for the broadest definition of what constitutes radicalization. Could otherwise nonviolent, anti-tax, anti-war, anti-abortion groups fall under the watchful eye of this new government commission? Assurances otherwise in this legislation are unconvincing. So it's really kind of opening the door to exactly what you were talking about, Mike, and that is that any dissenting group might just possibly be, labeled as radicalization. If we're on the air here talking about liberty and telling people to, as we do so often, telling people to disobey bad laws, that could be, you know, we could be targeted for radicalizing people.
That's exactly right, and I don't think a lot of people are exposed to or have knowledge of this impending doom. You know, right now, before this H.R. 1955, you and I can quote Thomas Jefferson and actually, you know, be okay with it. Mm-hmm. After this law, if we actually use the quotes or any of the writings of Thomas Jefferson, you can actually be incarcerated. Now, I find it hard to believe that this is actually really happening. That we're living in a world where this is George Orwell's 1984.
I'm pinching myself right now, and I'm pretty sure I'm here. So well, I understand how you feel, but this is real.
The thing that people in general, Americans, seem to fail to realize is, you know, they sort of have. We live in the greatest country on the face of the earth, and I am not going to say that that's not true, but they sort of have the feeling like it's going to go on forever. But every government's failed so far, or will. And, you know, they all go, all the republics, every republic has gone from a republic to a tyrannical, despotic ruler at some point or another in its history. And I wonder if that's happening to us.
Right. I mean, the Germans didn't see it coming. And the Americans apparently are similarly myopic, even though we've had people call this show people from Russia, people from Germany, older people that grew up under tyrannical regimes have said to us, you know, they've written us emails saying, look, we can see this happening. I'm leaving. They're getting out now while they still can. And this totally ties into some of the other legislation like the Military Commissions Act or the Defense Authorization Act. All of the roads have been paved already. It's just a matter of whether or not, or rather when, the government decides to take the next step toward tyranny. They already have the ability to snatch someone off the streets in this country and literally put them in a secretive military brig, give them a Star Chamber trial, which is a secret trial in front of a secret military court where no one from the public even knows it's going on. All of these things are completely legal now in this country. And, you know, most of America is completely oblivious to it. And it's so sad and so frightening which is one of the reasons why we have to do something sooner rather than later. So the question is what?
I'd be happy to move on for other callers. I'm sure other people want to talk.
Oh, yeah, we're going to do that. I just wanted
just
to...
Just in closing, I just wanted to say that, one, I don't know if this is actually proper, if Posse Comitatus is was the federal law that stopped federal troops from operating as local police.
Right.
But if that's the right terminology, how many people know that that no longer exists?
It was gotten rid of last year.
One out of 1,000, perhaps?
It's completely gone, and everything, but one thing we have their playbook, and their playbook is incrementalism, step by step.
Yep.
Everything that they do step by step. And in closing, and I'll be happy to move on for other people, but I truly, really mean that everybody of every political walk needs to understand this one phraseology. Fear a government that fears your guns.
Yep. Thanks for the call tonight. We appreciate hearing from you. 1-800-259-9231.
He's pointing out that the Second Amendment is the amendment that the foundation of our Constitution is built on. This country was built by some people that rebelled against what they considered despotic government, a government that was taxing them
1%
too heavily. Yeah, it was like 1%, by the way. It was like the equivalent of, I think, $150 a year currently under our... currently. And... we're getting taxed a heck of a lot more than that, and our founding fathers would have never put up with it. But be that as it may, those people went to the gun to secure their freedom and to secure their liberty. And, you know, there were people at that time that said, whoa, we can't run away from Mother England. It's this great nation. Now, I don't recommend a violent revolution. I think
we talked about that last night on the show.
I think violent revolutions just really don't work.
We can have a nonviolent revolution. It can be very effective. There's a time for violence. And as we talked about last night, is when they're using really overt violence against the rest of us. Then you have to, then you've been pushed so far, you have to fight back. But right now is the time for civil disobedience. Right now is the time for open dissent. Right now is the time to disobey bad laws. And, whatever feels right for you, I'm not telling you what to do, but it seems obvious that if you disagree with what the government is doing in your name, then what, in my opinion, what you should do is withdraw your support from it. Do not send them your hard-earned money. Do what you can to protect the assets that you have. Try to keep your family safe, but don't send them money because they're just using it against you. They're using your money to enslave you. Why would you want to voluntarily send them anything? That I don't understand one iota. 800-259-9231. Also, the other suggestion, beyond civil disobedience, nonviolent non-cooperation. And we talk about all these things on this show, six nights a week. So if you missed out on it, go listen to some archives. We'll, of course, keep doing the show. We've got, in fact, another hour and a half here tonight to take your calls about anything. But the Free State Project, the idea of getting people together in the same place. We can talk more about that in a moment here in your calls as well. It's Free Talk Live. Anything goes.
Spyville.com is your choice for everything spy-related. Stealth cameras cleverly disguised as items commonly found around the home, night vision cameras, covert phone and voice recorders, powerful binoculars, security systems, and more. Find hidden cameras wherever you go with a small handheld spy finder and locate hidden transmitters with one of our bug detectors. Spyville.com also carries a wide variety of night vision scopes, allowing you to see in the darkest of conditions. Protect your home and business with our complete line of security cameras, made to fit any situation. We also carry a large selection of personal security devices. Keep your personal belongings secure using our hidden safes made out of everyday household items, including an outlet safe and even an underwear safe. Go to spyville.com. That's SPYVILLE.com or call us today at 866-779-8455. That's 866-779-8455. Use promotional code GCN007 and receive a 5% discount when ordering online. Spyville.com, where your personal security and well-being is our goal.
We're back with Julia Witherspoon, founder of Cops and Kids Reading Centers, as featured on the Today Show and in People Magazine. She's been teaching kids to read at lightning speed, and she's sharing her secret with us.
It blows my mind how fast these kids are reading. And the thing is, anybody can do this, kids or adults. Well, don't keep me in suspense. What is this secret?
It's called IQ, and it teaches you to read up to 10 times faster. And what's more amazing, you actually comprehend everything you read.
And am I to understand that anyone can try this for free?
Mm-hmm. You have their phone number right there.
Yep, here it is. Guys, to try this out for free, you got to call 1-800-403-4711.
Every home should have IQ. Every child should have IQ. And every adult.
Get your free demo of IQ right now and discover what Julia already knows. 1-800-403-4711. That's 1-800-403-4711. 1-800-403-4711.
Attention, GCN listeners. Would you like to watch uncensored, unregulated, even banned TV on your computer? Well, now you can watch satellite TV on your PC with an extremely simple hookup that allows computer owners to pick up more channels than any sane person can even watch without paying monthly cable or satellite fees. Here's the story. New video feed technology lets anyone with a high-speed internet connection gain instant access to an endless list of underground channels from all over the globe. And here's the best part. It's 100% legal. And it works at home, the office, or even in other countries to grab television channels and video feeds at your command. GCN listeners can use it to watch hundreds of conspiracy videos absolutely free. Best of all, you could be watching free TV on your PC in 5 minutes or less. It's that simple. Just go to www.orderfreetv.com. That's www.orderfreetv.com. To watch unregulated TV on your PC, go to www.orderfreetv.com.
Do you know the difference between the millions of millionaires in this country and you? Simple. They decided they wanted to be millionaires, so they went out and did it. So, do you want to be a millionaire? If the answer is yes, then get ready to write down a number that could change your life forever. Because now you can get a free CD that shows you everything you need to start making the kind of money you deserve with an internet business that virtually runs itself. So you're making cash even while you're sleeping by selling products you don't have to see, store, or even pay for. There are millions of millionaires out there. Don't you want to be one of them? Get the free CD from Internet Speedway and start making money with an internet business that virtually runs itself. For your free CD, call 1-800-224-8184. Deciding to be wealthy is the first step to becoming wealthy. Call now. 1-800-224-8184. The free CD is yours by calling 1-800-224-8188.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. It's the live Saturday edition. You can bring up anything via the toll-free number, 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. It is Ian Fear with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features there we give away, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. By the way, the features on our site include live streams. We've got a broadband version of the show and a dial-up version, both free for you at freetalklive.com. And now you can save time and money on common legal matters. Created by top attorneys, LegalZoom.com helps you create reliable legal documents like your will or living trust in minutes. LegalZoom.com, use the code FTL to save $10. That's LegalZoom.com. Also, we mentioned in the last segment, we mentioned Porkfest, which is a get-together, a gathering of hundreds of people that think similarly to how we think, Mark. People that love liberty. People that understand that freedom is really critical in our lives, and attaining freedom, rather, in our lifetime, and liberty in our lifetime is an important goal that people should have. So what we've done is we've all moved to New Hampshire together as part of the Free State Project, or many of them are on the way to New Hampshire, coming and planning on arriving within the next few years as part of the first 1,000 pledge. But the idea is a simple one and a very powerful one. And the idea is that let's get 20,000 activists, people that don't just care about liberty, but people that are willing to take action. And that can mean different things. It can mean getting active politically. It can mean getting active in the marketplace, doing civil disobedience, nonviolent non-cooperation, etc. So there's a variety of different ways for individuals to get active. But the point is to get out there and do something to achieve liberty in our lifetime. To get 20,000 people like that together in the same state, Can you imagine what that will do?
It'll change the face of that state. You can be certain of that.
Just, well, and if the state changes, then if that one state achieves a state of liberty, then it will, you know, its economy will explode, the freedom will be wonderful, and everybody else in the other, you know, surrounding areas and around the world will look to that, like America used to be, as the beacon of liberty for the world and say, hey, why can't we have some of that freedom here? Freedom. Hey, that freedom stuff sounds pretty good. Let's try that out.
You know, the days when France donated to America the Statue of Liberty that said, give us your poor, give us your downtrodden, you know, those people. Well, the days when we were a beacon of liberty to the world. Unfortunately, now we look like, to many, many nations, we look like an imperialist
police state.
I don't know about a police state. I mean, I don't think that we're much more police state than the rest of the world. They'd like to control their citizens just as much as we control ours, any more so. But we don't look free to them anymore.
No.
Now we look like oppressors to the rest of the world.
It's true. So it's a powerful concept, and the Pork Fest and the Liberty Forum, two of the yearly events the Free State Project puts on, are great ways to really get a taste for what it might be like. Because the 20,000, they aren't here yet. So far, there's only about 500 people that are here in the state. But more are on the way, and hundreds of them gather together at Pork Fest, and so you can get a taste for it. You can feel what it's like to be around other people that you don't have to convince to love liberty as much as you do. You can feel that synergy, which is something I'd never felt before I moved up here. Mark, it's an amazing experience.
Mm. It really does work. It gives people energy to see other people who are working towards liberty around them. If you're a liberty-minded individual, you care about freedom, and you just don't have that many people around you that care like you do. And you're not getting much done, unfortunately. Having them all in one state, it works.
We got to go to the phone calls here. Ladies come first. You guys on hold. Be patient. We'll get to you. We got a couple of ladies here to get through. Kendra in South Carolina, listening on WSC. Hello, Kendra.
Hello. Hello.
Hey, what's on your mind?
Well, let me say first that I know God works in mysterious ways because my radio at work is in the back. And all day long, I've kept saying, I need to go to the back. I need to go to the back. Well, I came to the back, turned on your station.
There you go.
We were.
You know.
It's Providence.
Let me say first, I belong to the Minuteman Civil Defense Corps.
Okay.
I have a chapter here in South Carolina. I'm the Assistant State Director.
Now, before you go on, what is that? What is a Minuteman Civil Defense Corps?
Well, they started down on the border, helping the Border Patrol.
Mm, that's what I thought. I've heard that terminology before.
I want to talk more to you about that, but you called for a reason, so I want to make sure you get a chance.
I just want to say that's what kind of has led me to where I am now. I was real involved in immigration, illegal immigration situations, and it's moved me on to the North American Union. And I wanted to tell you that April 21st and 22nd, is the next installation of the SPP Summit in New Orleans. They're hosting it there because they want to show the world, and the world media will be there. They want to show them how wonderful New Orleans is now. And that's really good for us. We're having a protest down there. Both of those days, people are going to converge on New Orleans, not as an organization because you need permits for that, but if you show up as individuals with your signs and
it's so
look
wrong
for the foreign
that you need
media
a permit.
Press and show them that you're there to protest it.
It's so wrong that you need a permit. I mean, you know, my First Amendment still says that I have the right to peaceably assemble, and I assume that means groups of people, not individuals. And it just doesn't make any sense to me that you need permits to do this stuff.
So the purpose of the protest
is to require a permit, but you'd have to get a high-paid lawyer to fight it.
Right. So the purpose of the protest is to protest the concept of the North American Union, the idea that the U.S. government will be joining together with the Canadian and Mexican governments to create essentially the equivalent of the European Union, but here in North America.
Right. Exactly. And you guys are up there near Canada. You know, there's a very, very active movement up in Canada against this SPP. I didn't know this until the last few weeks. I've been networking with them. And,
I thought you were going to say that the Minutemen were on the border here to Canada. In fact, they are. I don't know what exactly they're stopping.
There is a Minuteman chapter in New Hampshire.
Yeah, I just don't know what they're stopping. The Canadians come here, they spend some money. It's awesome. I want them to come across our border.
Well, you know, the people that come over the southern border don't stay on the border. They come to the interior states. And South Carolina has the fastest growing illegal immigrant population in the country.
Now that's
we're deluged.
Now, here, Kendra, you said that freedom and liberty is important to you for the United States, right?
Of course.
Now, my question to you would be, wouldn't in a free country, shouldn't free people be able to cross borders freely? I mean, is it only American citizens that should be free?
No country in the world lets you just roam over their border, especially Mexico.
No country in the world is a free country.
No country in the world. Your visit, you'll be in jail.
No country in the world claims to be the land of the free and home of the brave. That's just the United States. So we can talk about us as being a singular country.
No, hold on. Before we go and rake Kendra over the coals here, I want to say that I completely agree with you on the issue of the North American Union. Centralization is an awful idea, and that's all that is. It's just more centralization. If anything, we need decentralization, and that would require abolishing the federal government and just having 50 state governments. I think that would be a much better situation. But let's get into this issue here, Kendra, since you are one of the spokespeople for the Minuteman Project. What are the goals of this this Minuteman Project of yours?
Well, Minuteman Project's not my organization. There's some people in California in the Minuteman Project. It started out as being called the Minuteman Project because it was an event. We are the Minuteman Civil Defense Corps.
Oh, I'm sorry.
If
okay.
If you could ask me the question again, I'm sorry.
What is the purpose of the Minuteman Civil Defense Corps? What's the purpose?
Well, there's a lot of Americans that go down there on the border and stand watch with the Border Patrol. They're the eyes and the ears, and they have radios, and they set up, and they notify the Border Patrol. Now, why we have chapters in the interior states is, like I said, they don't stay there. So what we do here is educate people, and we lobby the legislature and try to let people know what's going on.
And what is going on exactly?
Well, what's going on is the federal government's turning its blind eye and allowing, almost facilitating, encouraging, putting out a welcome mat for all these people to come and water down our culture, lower our labor, our wages. It's kind of one of the little tentacles of the North American Union.
I see where you're coming from, and if you'll bear with me, I'd like to hang on to you and continue this discussion. I know I've got people on hold. We're going to get to you, but this immigration issue is so important to me, and it's so misunderstood, and I'm afraid that Kendra has bought into it hook, line, and sinker, so we're going to try to talk to her about this, and we'll take your calls as well. 800-259-9231. Freedom should be for everyone. It's Free Talk Live.
And race over to America's greatest sports car event. March 12th through 15th is the 56th running of the Mobile One. 12 hours of Sebring presented by Fresh from Florida and brought to you in part by Budweiser, Advance Auto Parts, and Coca-Cola. Come cruise the Midway, barbecue, and camp out with your closest friends. For 12 hours on Saturday, March 15th, the world's fastest sports car will battle on the famous Sebring Road Course with some of the biggest names in auto racing behind the wheel. The competitor's paddock will open for everyone to meet the teams and drivers up close and personal. Sebring's Party Zone hosts the ultimate beach party, featuring bikini contests, rod eating contests, beach volleyball, and live music. Kids 12 and under are free with a paying adult, and college students get in a half price with student ID. For tickets and information, call 1-800-626-RACE or visit SebringRaceway.com. March 12th through 15th. Don't miss it.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com.
Call 702-953-0267.
Government is best, which governs least.
Wake up and smell the fascism.
Being in government means never having to say you're sorry.
What part of unconstitutional do you not understand, George?
It's not who votes that counts, it's who counts the votes.
In today's world full of tyranny and injustice, sometimes it seems the only thing we still have is our freedom of speech. Exercise your freedom of speech by purchasing your choice of hundreds of different Liberty stickers, from humorous to serious, at LibertyStickers.com. LibertyStickers.com can even customize your own bumper stickers. It's time to stand up for what you believe. Invest in your freedom. Get your stickers at LibertyStickers.com for your family, friends, and community.
For a limited time, go to LibertyStickers.com and receive a free Ron Paul bumper sticker with any purchase by entering the coupon code GCN. LibertyStickers.com is the place to go for custom stickers for your business or your political campaign. Go to LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626 and express your freedom of speech today.
America needs Ron Paul. He needs your support. The time is now. As long as he has your support, he will continue to fight until the very end. We know that many people would like to show their support, but want to do it on a larger scale. RonPaulFlags.com produces the most beautiful flags dedicated to electing the only man fit to be president. Standard flags are 3 feet by 5 feet, and custom flags can be as large as 30 feet by 50 feet. Our most popular flags are Ron Paul, President in 08, and Ron Paul Revolution. These flags work perfectly mounted on homes, RVs, at barbecues, outdoor rallies, picnics, NASCAR races, and meetup groups. Flags start at $43.07, and if you purchase two or more, you will receive a 16% discount. Go to RonPaulFlags.com or call 731-664-1526. That's 731-664-1526. Do something. Stand up for the only man worthy of restoring our country to how our forefathers envisioned. Fly a Ron Paul flag today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. Bring up anything. The toll-free number for you, 800-259-9231. It is the live Saturday edition, by the way, and it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
800-259-9231. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. Enjoy all the features there because we give them away. Now, if you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, become an amplifier. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. And the idea is you send in $3 a month. We turn it around, reinvest it into the show, get on more radio stations from coast to coast, and spread the message of freedom and liberty as far and as wide as possible. You'll get perks, too, like access to the AMP-only call-in lines, chat rooms, forums, and more. All the details are at amp.freetalklive.com. Now, speaking of the message of liberty, we bring Kendra back on the line in South Carolina, listening on WSC.
Okay.
Now, right. Kendra, you told us, excuse me, that you're a member of the Minuteman Civil Defense Squadron. Is that what it was?
Corps.
Yeah. Corps.
Minuteman Civil Defense Corps, and what you're doing is you're trying to keep immigrants, illegal immigrants, out of the country, right? You're trying to assist with that process.
Well, there is a significant amount of drugs and human trafficking coming over that border.
Well, that's interesting. Of course, the reason humans are being trafficked is because, well, it's illegal to come here without government's permission, and so what you do is you pay black market people to gangsters to bring you across the border illegally. That's why human trafficking exists, because it's illegal to cross the border without government permission. Also, drugs come across the border because drugs are illegal as well. If we didn't have a war on drugs, Kendra, then Americans would be able to manufacture their own drugs in their own manufacturing plants. They'd be able to grow their own marijuana plants. So none of those things would be problems in the absence of government regulation and government control. So what I want to know is, fundamentally, what, in your opinion, is wrong with someone coming here to make a better life for themselves?
Well, in the first place, we cannot take in all of the third world countries in the world.
Well, why?
We can't do it.
They're not all coming here. Just, you know,
well, they would. I mean, they all have an American dream. They would all like to come here because we are free.
No,
we're not free.
You know, the Soviet Union.
No, we're not. Okay, I'm with you there. We're freer than
the Soviet Union. Why didn't they all come over here when they were able to leave? Why didn't they all come here? I mean, not the whole world won't move. You know, there's just no way that they're going to do that. And there's many states. I think Wyoming has 600,000 people in
Latin America, South America. a lot of people are coming up this way, and they're leaving extreme poverty,
mm-hmm.
and that's the fault of the Mexican government and a lot of the other governments down there that
I'd
don't
agree
take
with you
care
on that.
Of the people.
Well, it's not the government's job to take care of the people, Kendra. The governments are usually formed to supposedly protect people. And, of course, this government here in America, the Supreme Courts have ruled over and over again that it has no obligation to protect. So, really, what governments are, they're just gangs. But I do agree with you in
that's the main premise that our country was formed on. Our government was formed on was to protect the people, but now they take from the people.
That's
I'll agree
idea.
With you there, too.
Right, exactly. And I think that that's one of the fundamental problems here, is that you were talking earlier about how the North American Union is a bad idea, and I agree completely with you on that. But I think that what's happened here is people like you that are very concerned about illegal immigration have been distracted from the real issue. And the real issue is government and how it is ruling over our lives and stealing from us, taking our wealth, and then taking it and distributing it in ways that we might not necessarily agree with it. So, for instance, you and I might not necessarily want our money to be spent, on these welfare programs that inevitably are not actually helping people that need help, but are just helping people get checks that, you know, can fill out the right government paperwork. We get very, you know, people like us might get kind of upset by that. But what they've done is they've distracted you, and they've said, well, see, Kendra, it's because all these illegals are coming here, and they're taking this government welfare. See, it's the illegals. It's all their fault.
They're taxing our system too heavily.
No, the problem is the welfare. The problem is the fact that they're taking your money and redistributing it. That's what the issue is. If government wasn't giving all of your money away, if it wasn't taking it in the first place, let's say you got to keep 100% of your money, then what would your issues be with people coming here from poor countries to make a better life for themselves?
Yeah. Well, I agree with you completely, and that's why I have moved away from worrying about illegal aliens so much, because I see that that's not the problem.
Excellent.
That's part of the problem. That's a symptom of the problem.
And thank you for being our sounding board on this. It's just such an important issue, and there's so many thousands of people listening that haven't heard a message like that before.
Thanks for the call tonight.
Can I give you some information about this SPP meeting in New Orleans? Because we do need to try to slow this process down or stop it if possible.
I think people should go and look that up online. I'm sure there's plenty of information there. But thank you for the call tonight. We appreciate it. 800-259-9231 is the SACL CAI toll-free line. Just a few more thoughts here. Since she said she agreed with us, there was no reason to continue raking her over the coals. Because, you know, the fact is the issue is the redistribution of wealth. Many people who are opposed to so-called illegal immigration are saying, well, they're taking too much, they're taking too many services.
Right.
Well, stop offering the services.
Absolutely. I don't think American citizens should be responsible for providing citizens of other countries welfare or anything like that. But I also don't think that there's any reason why an American citizen should be responsible providing American citizens with welfare or anything like that.
That's not to say that people who need help shouldn't get help, but it should be offered on a voluntary basis. People that need help should go to voluntary charitable organizations that are offering the help that they're looking for, and then they would have to probably have to prove that they actually needed the help that they were asking for, because the charitable organizations can't just steal money like the government can in order to hand it out to people. But there are also other objections, like the immigrants are coming here dealing drugs. She mentioned that before. Well, that's only a problem because drugs are illegal. If drugs weren't illegal, then we wouldn't have violent gangsters, and there are plenty of violent Americans that are dealing drugs, too. We wouldn't have that problem. We've certainly touched on the war on drugs enough here on Free Talk Live. But also the whole idea that a person, that an individual, that a human being could be illegal.
Yeah.
That is really what's disturbing to me. Look, if this really is supposed to be a free country, and you know what? That's what I was told when I was growing up, and I'd like to believe that.
Right, I'm going to stick with that, because that's what I've been told.
Yeah, I like the idea of freedom and liberty.
And
that,
I love America. I love the stars and stripes and the whole patriotic thing.
I think it's absurd, patently absurd, to suggest that because you and I, Mark, happen to be born within a certain land boundary, that we deserve a better shot at freedom than the people that were born outside of that land boundary.
Yeah, it seems wrong to me.
That's nutso. As far as I'm concerned, in a free country, if you can get here, if you can make it here, then you should have the opportunity to live your life and make a better life for yourself. That's not to say that you should be able to extract wealth from others at the point of a gun. That's not to say that you should be a mooch, that you should be a leech.
Right.
That's to say that you'll have the opportunity to make something of yourself, and that's it, and that's all that you'll get. That was the original concept behind this country.
But it's so much. Freedom is so much, and America has let it pass away with Johnson's Great Society and this whole welfare system we've got going. You know, it's like we just piddled it all away, and of course now we want to protect ourselves from illegal aliens, you know, people coming here and mooching off of our system. We absolutely can't afford to pay welfare for the whole world, but we shouldn't have to.
Right, and let me give you just a hint here. Those of you that are listening to us outraged, those of you that are cursing at your radios,
absolutely,
what? You're supporting illegals! Illegals! They're illegal!
God, that's all that we have to say. They're illegal. Well, listen, good people oppose bad laws every single time. Jews were illegal in Germany. At one point, it was legal to shoot Indians in this country. It was legal to own black people. Your laws do not make it right.
Right. It's wrong what the government is doing to people that just want to come here to make a better life for themselves. And I'm sorry. Most of the immigrants, the vast majority of them, are people that are just looking for a better life. They aren't looking for a handout. Sure, there are some that are looking for handouts.
Sure,
no doubt.
Sure.
That's because there's a handout for them to take. If the handouts go away, then that won't be a problem. But the idea that somebody has to beg a government bureaucrat for permission to be able to come here, jump through unending government bureaucratic hoops, pay thousands and thousands of dollars to some unaccountable government bureaucracy just to come here and have a shot at a better life is absolutely absurd and totally anti-freedom. And the final thing that you need to understand about this is that if these people that are anti-illegal immigrant get their way and they get the crackdown that they're looking for, you do understand that your freedoms are going to suffer, right?
Yeah.
You think that you can live a free life when the government is demanding at the point of a gun to kick in the doors of businesses and look through all their files to verify the citizenship of every single one of their employees? You think that you won't notice that the loss of freedoms when people are having their houses raided and searched looking for so-called illegal immigrants? Like they're doing drug war raids right now, they're going to be doing immigrant raids soon. In fact, they're already doing it in some places in this country. The INS is busy with that, or ICE is what it's called now. ICE is busy doing that.
That's the most disturbing name of a government agency I've ever heard.
They're raiding people's businesses and homes looking for so-called illegal people. It's not just illegal drugs anymore. Now it's illegal people. You want to see the excuse for the rise of the police state? Look no further than the war on terrorism and the war on illegal immigrants. If you don't oppose this insane, it just is insanity, the police state will just continue to expand. You either support freedom, and that means open borders, or you support tyranny. Hour 3 is coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
There are many paths you can take in the pursuit of liberty. The fastest avenue to real political change is being paved by the Republican Liberty Caucus. Join Representatives Ron Paul, Jeff Flake, and dozens of state legislators in advancing the ideals of individual rights, limited government, and private enterprise within the GOP. The Republican Liberty Caucus, online at rlc.org. That's rlc.org. Your path to liberty.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.